is falling. Lord, I need to know. My mind is playing games again. You're right where you have always been. Take me back to you, the place that I once knew. As a little child, constantly the eyes of God watched over me. Oh, I want to be in the place that I once knew. As a little child, fall into the bed of faith prepared for me. I will rest in you. I will rest in you. I will rest in you. Tell me I'm a fool. Tell me that you love me for the fool I am, and comfort me like only you can. Tell me there's a place where I can feel your breath like sweet caresses on my face again. Take me back to you, the place that I once knew. As a little child, constantly the eyes of God watched over me. Oh, I want to be in the place that I once knew. As a little child, fall into the bed of faith prepared for me. I will rest in you. 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 I will rest in you.
God get you in a still place. Remember Job also, be still and know that I'm God. That's in Psalms actually. And he said be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Remember when the children of Israel was running from Pharaoh there, and he put out that rod and divided the water, the Lord told him, stand still and see the salvation, the deliverance. And that's what you have to do. But this I like this, the order of it. She sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. The sitting begets listening. You can't hear him up doing a whole lot. You understand what I'm saying here? You got to be still. Sometimes you got to shut your mouth and just be quiet.
Yeah.
And just hear him. Because the quietness is powerful. That brings me to something. Y'all just jump in here. Go ahead, say something. You want to say something, Mom? Jump in there.
Yeah,
say something.
I just actually...
I'm being still right now.
well, listen to Gary Sigler, one of his... It's actually his speaking his sermon. And he was talking about pretty much...
Gary Sigler, powerful. Go ahead.
He was actually talking about he was speaking on the Glorious Church. But the majority of the time, he was actually letting the church speak, you know. And when the church began to speak, this young woman actually, I guess she had a testimony, and God had actually let her know, because she had just got hired at some empire job, paying good money, but she just stayed busy.
Mm-hmm.
She said definitely God had came to her and told her that, that she has been too so busy that she wasn't actually giving him this time and the, you know, because he stayed busy. And one of her scriptures, she go back and said that actually her mother used to read to us in Luke, and it was two young ladies. That was when Jesus came and Jesus was speaking to Mary?
That's right.
It was Mary. And the other one,
he's speaking actually, to Martha about Mary.
Yeah, and the other one actually was working, and getting things situated and getting it right.
Right.
But and mm-hmm. when she was telling this story, she was basically was saying that she was pretty much more, God was putting her as she was a Martha. Mm. That she stayed too busy.
That's right.
And God wanted her to be more as was it Mary?
Mary was one that's sitting at the feet.
Resting at his feet. Because Mary was so into Jesus.
That's right.
Melted it in him. You know, it was just, she was so connected. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Through the whole story,
you know, she was just basically was saying that God gave her that example of in that story and of how she was. And, you know, wanting her to be more as Mary than Martha. Because mm-hmm. she stayed busy. You know, she read, but she didn't actually put in time. She didn't actually rest it in God. She didn't actually mm-hmm. meditate mm-hmm. on God, mm-hmm. you know, as what Mary would do. Mm-hmm. So it pretty much, she was basically saying that God wanted her to be more as Mary.
That's you right. Know.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had just actually heard that sermon or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I was saying that was powerful.
So we right in line, baby. We right in line.
Wow.
Yeah, because we get so busy. And you look at this, this is happening. That's probably because it's happening in twofold aspect, you know. Sometimes you got to get in a quiet place, come away from everything, you know, and hear what God is saying, not what other people are saying, what, you know, this one might be saying, that one might be saying. It's the stillness and quietness of not of hearing nobody but him. But what I think this verse is saying is, you know, a lot of times what the Holy Spirit is trying to pull out of this, the truths that we're trying to pull out of this, is that you can't even begin to hear. You can't even begin to hear until you sit, you know. And then you can hear his words. And she sit any place. She sat at his feet, you know. Anybody want to expound on that? Why is that so powerful, the sitting at his feet? Go ahead, say it. You can't be wrong. You in the open heaven. You can't, nothing you can say that could be wrong.
I guess that place, that was the lowest place she walked, you know. I mean, that was probably the lowest place she thinks that she could serve him. And his feet, you know.
Oh, you brought out a good point. Yeah. We're going to touch there in a minute. Yeah. That's good.
I think that kind of talks about how humble she was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of being self.
Humbleness.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's where truly the aspect of the kingdom starts. It goes into what we talked about. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
That's so, right.
You know, being
that
humble, being selfless.
God, that's
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
That's good. That's good.
And that kind of gets self out of the way.
It gets self out of the way.
It allows you to truly hear God.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's powerful. You finna say something?
I look at it, she was just, you know, at the same time, like he was saying, his humble, her humbleness and willing to hear, you know, to hear the Son of God, you know, the willing to hear who he is and willing,
that's
you know,
right.
whatever that he was saying, she was just so astounded, you know, like,
that's
oh
right.
my God, you know, just like when, how these people act sometimes when the Bishop T.D. Jakes come down and whatnot, they all rush just to hear him, and you know what I'm saying? It's just how amazing, you know, she was just so rested in God.
And also, what I want you to, we're going to keep pulling out of this thing here, because also what you see in here is two types of ways of serving God. Do we serve him by doing?
Or do we
serve him by being at his feet? You understand what I'm saying? When you look at this, you almost get it. You know, you almost bring to light two different types of serving God. You know? One serves by doing a whole lot, not listening a whole lot. One serves by being, by, you know, let me put it this way. If I'm doing a whole lot that I think I'm doing for God, which I call that serving God, am I really serving God, or am I really serving God when I'm at his feet and hearing him?
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's two different types of serving God here you see. There's a Martha type serving God and a Mary type serving God. One says, I'm going to do a lot for him. Mm-hmm. He done so much for me, I'm going to do a lot for him. But he really don't need you to do anything because he's Lord.
So he's the one that's going to do the do.
That's right. He's the one that's going to do the do. So the thing about it is, do we really serve God by... Now, listen to me carefully here, how we're dividing the words of truth here. Are we really serving... Do we serve God best by being at his feet and being still and being at his feet? Or do we serve God more by doing a whole lot for him and not being at his feet? Because here you, what I believe the Holy Spirit is doing is showing us two different types of people for the church here. You got Martha and Mary, right? Mm-hmm. And both are doing what? Serving the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are serving God.
Right.
It's not whether they're serving God.
Uh-huh, they are, but...
Both of them are serving God.
Mm-hmm.
Or serving Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is how that's manifested. You understand what I'm saying?
One was serving him at works, and one was serving him at rest.
Come on,
that's
here.
It. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Come on here. One was
that's about
one was working.
I like that. I like that.
The other, and the other was rest, which is a type of what? Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's your name, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
That's your name,
Grace.
Grace.
I got it too.
I was just thinking that too.
Come on here. Can we pull on out of here?
I just been asking God to I'm getting into his word, just make it come alive to me.
That's
just,
right.
Just reveal it, that revelation knowledge. Just give me that revelation knowledge.
Just give me that revelation knowledge.
I like
that. You know, I get tired of sitting in the background just looking in. I just want to participate.
That's right. And he's doing just that. That's the power of it. Both of them are serving God, mm-hmm. and one is doing it through works. And the other is doing it through grace or rest, mm-hmm. which is so important, that rest.
Mm.
One is trying to obtain favor,
mm-hmm.
and the other has...